there will come a time soon that there will be a holiday that will be the America Weekend holiday. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Kara DeFalco.
And we are so happy that you can be here with us for this hour of the show. Stay with us this hour. We have social media consultant, specialist, the whole thing, Leslie Shore. Social media has become quite the minefield, and Leslie will help us to avoid the problems in social media. Then will be another edition of Kara's Cucina. This week, Kara is talking about Super Bowl-friendly foods. It is, you still have time to run to the store to make some delectable dishes and be ready for your guests before they get there today. And then things not to do after being fired. There are several of them, and we will have the story. All right, we start things off this hour. It's like this new national holiday. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
It is.
Isn't this great?
But should there be Super Bowl Monday?
Which means people stay home.
I stay home.
Because nobody wants to go to work or school the day after the Super Bowl.
You know what? And this is something we've discussed a lot with Lloyd Lindsay Young.
Mm-hmm.
Professional sporting events are on late at night, and
yes,
particularly on school nights, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a movement. There has been several petitions and things along those lines to make the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday a federally recognized holiday.
No work, no school.
No work, no school.
No banks, no nothing. Everything is closed.
Because a lot of people, I think it's one of the top most called out sick days for a lot of companies anyway.
Yes.
People are just, they're beat up. They've been drinking all afternoon and evening.
They're watching Lady Gaga.
They were up late at night.
They're watching the commercials.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's... Personally, I support it.
There's an easy way to do this. Mm. And the NFL kind of tried to do this a couple years ago. You move the Super Bowl to the day before President's Day. Thus, everybody is already off the next day because it's already a federal holiday. They tried to do it by adding two additional weeks to the season. The players' union said, no way. We're already kind of broken down. We're all beaten up.
They can't give you two more games.
So they're not going to do it that way. Do you move the season? Can you move it in such a way where the Super Bowl is played the day before President's Day? It would make perfect sense.
It would make perfect sense. Right. I would be okay with that.
I would be fine with that.
It doesn't, you know, obviously, it's only 2 weeks. The season would still start in September.
Mm-hmm. You're a New York Giants fan.
I am a New York Giants fan.
You have
go
seen
Big Blue.
Your team win Super Bowls twice over the past 10 years. Did you ever take the next day off?
I may have.
Really?
If the Giants were in the Super Bowl, I think I have.
Wow.
I think I took one off. The other one, because I was on air and my colleague at the time was a Cowboys fan, I made sure that I had gotten about 3 hours of sleep, but I came in my red and blue and I was letting him know who won the Super
Wow.
Bowl.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
Because, too, if you have kids, let's say you have kids
and
your team is playing in the big game, and what if their team just won a championship? You're not just going to be able to jump in bed and go to sleep 2 minutes after the game is over. You're watching the trophy presentation. You're watching all the post-game stuff. You're all excited. Your team just won the Super Bowl. You are thinking nothing about that history test the next day.
No.
You don't care.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wonder how many kids simply just skip school the next day.
You go to school. Maybe you take a half day, send them to school after lunch or something like that, or you pull them out.
You know what's going to be interesting this year? To see what the television ratings are, because the NFL has had quite a drop in its ratings this year.
Yeah.
Week to week, 8%, 10%. That is quite alarming for the NFL, which for the last 3 or 4 decades in this country, they have owned Sunday.
Yeah.
And now those ratings are softening, and people are wondering why. Was it the crazy election we just went through?
Netflix.
Yes.
TV on demand.
And you know what? People don't have the attention span to sit and watch a 3-hour broadcast anymore. They simply don't. They want things packaged up in neat little 90-second packages. You can follow a game on a phone without actually watching it.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is different because, you know what? Let's be honest. You go to a Super Bowl
party. An
event. You're not watching the whole game.
No.
You're noshing. You're watching the commercials. You're going to watch
chit-chatting.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So that's a little different, but it's going to be interesting to see if these ratings start to slip this year.
Yeah.
Stay with us. More to come. We have Leslie Shore. She is a social media expert. Is she a football fan? We don't know. Maybe we'll ask her. I don't know. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.